the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: historian urges opposition parties to resolve internal conflicts. Economist calls for greater focus on business growth. And in international news, Israel to ban MSF from working in Gaza over refusal to provide staff lists.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Historian Professor Bizek Piri has urged the opposition political parties to prioritize effective conflict resolution mechanisms in order to address internal wrangles in a timely and efficient manner. In an interview, Professor Piri said internal conflicts continue to hinder the growth of political parties in the country and undermine democratic values. He has cited ongoing wrangles in the Patriotic Front, noting that they have negative implications for both the party and its supporters. Professor Piri has warned that unresolved divisions could weaken the party ahead of elections, reducing its ability to effectively compete with the UPND.
PF needs, the leaders need to become humble, and through that humbleness, go to a convention and elect one person that they can say, this is the leader that we are going to support as our leader come August. Because if they don't do that and they continue to run, they are going to face an election in August as a divided weak party. And once they are divided, they'll be very weak. So they need to resolve that.
Economist Dr. Luvinda Habazoka has urged the government to place greater emphasis on business creation rather than focusing mainly on social protection initiatives such as the Constituency Development Fund and the Farmer Input Support Program, among others. In an interview, Dr. Habazoka has acknowledged government's progress in implementing social protection measures, but said the time has come to prioritize programs that stimulate business development and wealth creation. He has explained that while initiatives such as CDF, FISIP and other social protection programs are important for cushioning vulnerable citizens, long-term economic sustainability depends on empowering Zambians to engage in productive economic activities. Dr. Habazoka has added that the country already has a favorable microeconomic environment that can be leveraged to support entrepreneurship, small and medium enterprises and private sector growth.
Into life. I think what we now need is to see that these gains are trickled down to citizens. Of course, we have seen government embark on CDF projects. We have seen government continue with FISIP, food packs, and also social cash transfer. But we need more of business creation, especially that the macroeconomic environment are there. So whilst he has performed very well to enhance the economy, a lot of work remains ahead to ensure that everybody sustains their livelihoods.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions has expressed concern over the proliferation of trade unions in the country. In an interview, ZCTU President Blake Mulala said it is disappointing that some sectors have more than 13 trade unions, noting that such numbers do not effectively represent the interests of workers. He has disclosed that government is expected to soon issue a statutory instrument to provide guidance on the formation of trade unions in the country. Mr. Mulala has added that there is need for some unions to merge in order to reduce the excessive number of trade unions.
And I think we have worked something which is going to come out very soon. We have reached a stage where it's not regretting the trade union formations, But why should we have so many unions in one sector? You have about 16, 17. I think they are not serving the interests of their members. So we had a tripartite arrangement with government and employers, and we agreed a way forward on how we are going to minimize on the registration of trade union. Very soon an SI is going to come. It's not meant to infringe on the freedom of people, the freedom of association, but it's meant to see how we can catapult. We are not supposed to have more unions being created in one sector. So that is I.
Agriculture economist Dr. Edifai Hamukade has urged governments to go beyond land mapping by including soil pH and hydrological mapping to promote sustainable and high-quality agriculture. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Hamukade said soil pH mapping is crucial for determining soil acidity or alkalinity, which directly impacts crop performance and productivity. He has added that hydrological mapping would identify the distribution of water bodies nationwide, essential for irrigation planning and efficient water use. Dr. Hamukale has emphasized that while good soil is important, proper pH levels and access to water are equally critical for successful agricultural production.
Apart from the soil map, we also need a pH map showing the level of acidity and alkalinity in every soil media around the country, because that determines the fertilizer uptake. So it just shouldn't end at the soil map, but we should also include another variable called pH, which reads acidity and alkalinity. And then the third important map is the hydrological map, which will show us the distribution of water bodies around the country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia says government has made significant progress in growing the country's ICT sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, ICTA's President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe says the ICT sector is one of the critical industries with the potential to make a substantial contribution to the country's gross domestic product. Dr. Sinyangwe notes that the rollout of Starlink and improvements in ICT infrastructure in previously unserved areas demonstrates government's commitment to developing the sector. He adds that recent contributions from the ICT sector show it has the potential to generate sustainable revenue for the country.
We've seen some very serious strides. We are talking of this bad connectivity. We saw the president signing an agreement with Starlink. Today, Starlink, I think, has proven to be very reliable. A lot of people now are depending on Starlink, especially in unserviced areas. And also, we've seen the government rolling out this base station in most of these places. Two consecutive years, ICT sector has contributed towards the GDP. That's not mean achievement.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Israel says it will ban Medicines and Frontiers from working in Gaza after the medical charity refused to hand over a list of its staff in the territory. The Israeli government had ordered 37 organizations to submit documents about their local and international workers in Gaza, claiming some in MSF had links to armed groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. MSF announced on Friday that it would not share a list of its Palestinian and international staff with Israeli authorities, as it had not secured assurances to ensure the safety of the staff. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Israel says it will ban MSF from working in Gaza after the medical charity refused to hand over a list of its staff in the territory. Last year, Israel ordered all aid organizations to submit documents about their local and international workers in Gaza, claiming some had links to Hamas and Islamic